Monday night, or L'Tezayin Iyar. And we're learning Mechaz Chinuch, but tonight we're starting a new mitzvah. And that always is fun, because we call upon Yeshua Man to bring us up to date with the mitzvahs. And so we're up to mitzvah, what, 22?
Hold on.
Everybody has to get the list so we can jump on him when he makes a mistake. Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3. One.
One is the Puru.
Two.
Mila.
Three.
Nasha.
Wrong. You have to eat to get a nasha.
Oh, it's Asri you can get a nasha.
Okay, four.
Four is Kiddush HaFeis.
Five.
Kiddush HaFeis.
Six.
Achilas HaFeis.
Seven.
Easter of Nabishu.
Eight.
The Easter of Nosa.
Nine. Well, when you say the Easter of Nosa, there is an Easter not to eat Nosa. That's not this mitzvah.
No, this mitzvah is not to leave over.
Nine.
Okay. Well, nine must be, about Tishbisa?
Yeah. Ten.
We gotta get rid of the chametz, so now we gotta do something positive, like how about eating matzah.
Good. 11.
Buying matzah.
12.
Well, is Easter tarovis? Eating a tarovis?
Tarovis of what?
Of chametz.
13.
Okay. 13 is rova achil mashuma.
Okay. 14.
Rova achil gerv tosha.
Up to the Korban Pesach. 15.
Oh, 15 must be not to bring the basar outside.
Good. 16.
Not to break a bone. Well,
the Korban Pesach. 17.
Didn't bring it outside. Okay. 17 must be Kiddush HaFarav. No. 17. 17. Not Kiddush HaFarav. Of course. An Ara, Easter of an Ara, Peace for the Pesach.
Good, 18.
18, now we're talking about not doing the Basar. I already do that? 18.
18.
Not to break the Etzim. No, not to bring the Basar of the Boots, not to break the Etzim. How did you do those? I did those. One second. Let's see, buy them. I said, like, Ariel can't eat it. And we have to go into. Oh, see, Sipur and Caesar Shrine.
No.
No? Oh. you have to. It's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach.
No. Kiddush Becharos.
Oh, Kiddush Becharos.
18 is Kiddush Becharos.
Ah, it's really high.
Kaddish Liko Bechor, Peteko Rechem B'nei Yisrael, Bodomu V'Abahema, Lihu. 19.
Okay, Kiddush Bechor, now we're getting up there. Kiddush Bechor. Now Sipur. Sipur is Sipur. No? That's up.
19.
Sipur. No? Sipur, did I say Sipur is Yisrael? Sipur is Yisrael yet? No, that didn't come yet. Oh, so 19 was done. We had Kiddush before, and then we had Sipur, we had the Easter of Chametz.
What is it?
Easter of the Chametz.
Good, 20s.
Sipur is Yisrael. No? Sipur? You have to look where you're going. You always have to look both ways before you cross the street.
You're close.
I'm missing.
Right, 21.
That's
good, 22.
Now we get to the Sukkot, the Tamor. 22 Petach Hamor.
What Petach Hamor?
That you got a Podev, Petach Hamor.
Okay, and if not, 23.
Arasa.
Good. And let's finish with Parshas Bo.
Wow.
Okay. 23. Laro Petach Hamor to chop off its head from the back of the neck. Laro Petach Hamor Imlo Rotzol of Doso Shin Emar Vimlo Sifte Ba'arafto In Yono Shehorek Vlala Hamor. You kill the male firstborn of the donkey Imlo Rotzol of Doso.
Does that sound like his choice? Imlo Rotzol?
Yes, but we had. It's preferable to be posed. What's that?
Even though this Russian is not, according to the Russian, is more on Imlo Rotzol.
I don't see how that indicates anything. We know him, Lo Rotzo, is our Rafto. But you're supposed to do it.
So it's not Talion, it's Ratzon, it's Talion what he's supposed to do.
But he has an option of not doing it. He's not over and I'll say if he doesn't do it. Shinema Vimlosu Tavar Afto, and Yonah Shari Gvala Hamar Mulatu Vitazo, the Gaza Hashem Yisbarak, for Yisanami Menu, Kivin Shalom Padohu, it's also Manoa. Vafilu Hanavela Surlo Manoa. So we had that the Chinuch Paskin that the Petach Hamor is also Manoa, so you pointed the set. Now he's saying, if you're not for the Peseh, it remains also Banor, even after the Arifa, it remains also Banor. It's also Banor. Like if you've got a riddle, what Nevela is also Banor, the answer is the Nevela of Petach Hamor, or Ulrich, is also Banor. Yishar Hashem Mitzvah Zum, Asher Kozum B'Pedio, that it reminds you of Siyas Mitzrayim, and that is why Yarek Hashem called Bukhar. Bidine Amitzvah, Mashamru, the Mitzvah Spadiyah, Kaidemus, the Mitzvah Sarifa, that's preferable. We should also Bano, Emes Kaidem Pidyon, the Yikover, it's also Bano. If it died before you were paid there, it remains also Bano. So you have to bury it, but it's also Bano. The Mitzvah, the Hargo Bakupitz, the Mitzvah is the chop of its head with a large knife. In other words, you're not shechting it, you're not cutting through the simonim. The chopping off its head. Lobodovaracher, not with any other instrument. The idea is.
That's breaking his neck? The mom is chopping his head off?
It's from the back, yeah.
How is that like breaking his neck?
It is breaking its neck. You're chopping off its head,
right.
But you're going through the neck.
Right.
Now, what does it mean you're not supposed to use a different instrument? What's called a different instrument?
I don't know.
An axe or a sword, says an article. You have to use a cleaver. I don't know, what's a cleaver? What happens if you use a knife? I mean, all a cleaver is a big knife.
Butchers use it.
What?
Butchers use it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, when you say only a cleaver, not anything else, I'm sure if you use a regular knife, and it works, it's good. Cleaver is just a knife. It means not a saw or not an axe. Why an axe isn't a knife? Maybe an axe is also a knife.
Actually, similar to a cleaver than a knife.
What?
An axe is more similar to a cleaver than a knife.
So then what does it mean?
I mean a cleaver you don't cut.
What's a cleaver? So what does it mean? So what does it mean a cleave other than a cleaver? Forget the word cleaver. Other than a kupitz. Kupitz is the Lashon HaGemara.
Sure.
So is a sakin different than a kupitz or the same as a kupitz? More talking about a saw. And I understand that's a different type of instrument. But I don't know. A sakin is the same thing as a cleaver, no?
You probably can't jump off of it.
No, can you get a Derech Hamuna Hilchos Bikurim? Dollar. Derech Hamuna Hilchos Bikurim. Probably in Dalit.
What kind of person would rather do a rafta than a pidyon?
Maybe he doesn't have. He doesn't have money. I don't know.
Seems like a very bloody non-Jewish thing.
Mm-hmm. 12-7. Yeah. Orfo Bakupitz. Who came in Sakin Godol?
Maybe not because, what do you call it? You know, maybe so there's no Tzar Baal Chaim.
Yeah, but what is a different clue? What would it mean?
A smaller clue?
I don't know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So from the Derech Hamuna, it sounds like a kupitz was usually used to decapacitate an animal when you had to. So it means a kli that's usually used for that. Not to take a different type of kli and use it for this, but it's something that usually is used for that. That's what he sounds like in the Derech Hamuna. Let's look in the Bir HaHalacha. Hold on. Kardum is an axe, over Megira is a saw. But he gave a chop. He didn't go back and forth. He did it with a chop. Why shouldn't you be Yotze? Don't say Kupis in the Pasuk. Say, give it a chop. So he says, first of all, you certainly can't cut. You can't do like a shechita from the back. And then he says, you can't use a tool that it's not the derech to chop off the head of an animal with. And that's the point. That's what you can't use. And maybe you're not even yoytze. If it's not the derech to chop off the head of an animal with it. Then he goes through Shas, of course, all the places where it's not the derech, so you're talking not yoytze. Okay. So that's what it means with loyd dover acher. So nochamo, when the chinuch says loyd dover acher, the bir ha-halocha in derech emuna, and Hilchos Bikurim says it means a different instrument which is usually not used for arisa.
What?
A saw for sure not, because that's
sword.
I don't know. That's the point. That's what I was asking. So now you have the rule, and now you have to go find out if it's the derech to chop off the head of an animal with a sword. If it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. Now that we have the principle, I happen not to care anymore. You want to get to the principle of an animal, the derech harifa of an animal. Which means the people that are mechuyev in this, mechuyev in that. What? That's probably the derech. I don't know if you use it on the animal. Okay, now in the article they bring down a basic language which we already had and we learned the last mitzvah. Rambam says that it's a mitzvah. The Ravid, we had this yesterday. The Ravid is only one mitzvah to be told that. If you didn't do the mitzvah, ba'arafto as a penalty. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not counted under any mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a Torah penalty for not doing it. The no sister, ba'arafto, the penalty for not redeeming it.
Who holds that? The Rambam?
The Ravid.
The Ravid.
The Onek.
Against the Rambam.
It's an Onek. Now, here's the problem. The Mishnah says, Mitzvah Binyan Tedemes La Mitzvah Sarifa. So he calls it a Mitzvah Sarifa. So he brings down the Rebbe that says that it's a Lazar. So we use Mitzvah Sarifa, Mitzvah Chalisa, and so it uses the same term.
It's like a funny punishment that we care the detail of how you punish it.
Of what?
It's a funny punishment that we care how you kill the animal. It's the punishment.
Good point. According to the rabbis, why doesn't it just say
shoot it?
Get rid of it. What's the chance of that? What the hell to kill it? The point is to be penalized. I don't know. You
want to look up
the rabbis? The in Hilchos Bikurim. He doesn't have rabbis here. You have to get a Rambam. Hilchos Bikurim. Oh, you don't want to get it?
Rambam?
Rambam, it's here, but he doesn't have rivals here. He didn't reprint the rivals. It's in Zeroin. It's in Hilchos Bikurim. It's in Zeroin. It's the last halacha. The last in Zeroin. It's Hilchos Bikurim. Bikurim is the first. So it is also the first. Whoops, you gotta be careful. Someone's walking around with a scooping. You gotta be careful to say. Machaye Roshi, Ein Zem in a Pilpo, Loman Adas Hama Yushevas. Whoa. The Yachel Zer commits the Mitzvahs Hasei. Samo Mishaomru Mitzvahs Padiya Kedemis, the Mitzvahs Harifa, Kosha Techarshe Mitzvah. Avohi Aveira, meaning if you're not Koyah, Aveira Umazik, they grow the Nis, the Hips in the Mamish of Koyah. They say, oh my Mrs. Padilla, oh my Mrs. Arisa. Well, he gains, he has arrived against something now and then. He has an extra one. Okay, let's learn Minchas Chinuch. What mitzvah we in? I'm listening here, man. You got a chaz for the last four. Chag Gimel. So it's a Minchas Chinuch. Aleph. Nira medivei harmachaber, the noise and time of Mrs. Harifa, really give a reason? Yeah, because they shouldn't have enough from it. Okay. kimavur b'chayrus afyilam adbeis tani levi who hissed mamonish okayim by not giving him a set l'vigach yusad mamono. Near Rambam Khan Perik Yudbeis mi bikurim alocha aleph monagam ke mitzvah zu da arifa b'chal hakar yad arrive at Hisigo she'enzu mitzvah adrab adairihim b'chal mamon ekayim. There's two drushes. One is the first parish calls it a mitzvah spadiyah and a mitzvah sarifa, and the second one talks like the rabbi. Then takamachleikus. And that's where the kamachleikus. So the mechilta came down. The rabbi held one way, and the rabbi held the other way. The first reason I read from mitzvah is the b'diyah mitzvah kedemus. The shenu la mitzvah is uknosa. The kain hundred ton lady who is rosh shmir the mechilta. I will not come on the stomach the masnisa. The stomach the sauce more mitzvah sarifa. And if it's rosh rishen the mechilta, but like it's the funny lady. How can place a garam on kedrosh rishen of the he mitzvah? Vincha roya sharaba machaber died to get us a rambam. Have a mitzvah before the atzma. Maybe at time the Tony Levy that you that the drasha that it's to make you lose money. Here then I draw a seisrim. You could say Levy is just giving a reason for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah harifa, but Levy is giving the reason for the mitzvah. The Levy knows in time of the mitzvah. Probably she can ask me comical he mitzvah. Ach mitzvah smidiya kaidemis. I am Ben Ezra. Say the chalitza b'sof of Shmuel. If he became b'haga tamal chalitza, if he became right to last his mitzvah, al penu k'menuda, chalitza nal k'moyrit b'mitzvah Sinai. Gam came here with the kinaslo. The kabbal called me mitzvah b'fnei asmai. Chalitza. But divrei b'haga mekubala mechach me'ashas ki yadua. In Hachanami, he mitzvah b'fnei atzma after he knas. That's just the reasoning of the mitzvah. The structure is a mitzvah. V'chein kamoni ha-mitzvah s'moinim he-hat mitzvah ha-zois. And the mechilta tachashyot ilayim bo. V'nira is after he mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'kambo am kibin the mitzvah s'pidiya k'edem is he-mu v'archan ha-mitzvah s'arifah. That's why there's no bracha. V'chein mashma b'tur v'shul
bracha. Why not? An arifah?
Yeah, on Arifa.
Is there a bracha on the Padilla?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, but not on the Arifa.
Not on the Arifa, yes.
But it's a mitzvah.
Well, that's his point. The reason there's no mitzvah is because it's secondary.
But it's one of the
Tayyad,
right?
Yeah.
So, secondary, but it's still. Why is no bracha? It's a mitzvah.
He's explaining why. Because when a mitzvah is structured this way, you don't make a bracha since it's like a b'di'evet, so to speak. Zachar kach alarif and borshim bracha. Vayin tur Ibn Ezra, Mimshim Baleda, the Mivachar Abishasim and the Mitzvah Rabba. Ubilchus Chalitza, Lohe, the Mivachar Achalitza. Racha Rabbe, say the Mishachanach, say the Chalitza, Shalom, maybe the same, say the Rashkinas, and the Yonam Yvorchu. Avaloy Lamatsinu Bracha. The Kan Gam, the Kain Chad. The Tikmu Rakal Mitzvah Chavibus, I will keep but a B'dieved Mitzvah, a second tier Mitzvah, I will can't keep the Mitzvah Shibun, Kedemus, Kedemim, Zia Chavib, Mitzvah, Tikmu, Rakalayim, by a Chalitza Va'arifa.
Wait, Chalitza, the according to Beis Yosef, the Dayanim did make a bracha.
Yeah, but we don't know the nature of their bracha. Yeah. But not he. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, in case you want to plan your vacations, we will not be learning Wednesday night or Thursday night. Wednesday night, you probably are. No, I'm not. But Wednesday night, not on Thursday night. Tomorrow night, believe that the Mishnah on Desert.
Okay, we're going to learn Zohar.
No, I'm not. So can you put this back, please?
Yes, thank you.
And I'm nominating you to put this back in the back. Over there. Yeah, Mr. Shanahan, thank you.
Gerard read the Holy Spirit.